The Meeting Tree.
So I've been doing DIY. I've been doing do-it-yourself.
You've been what doing do-it-yourself?
Yeah.
You've been doing it yourself or do-it-yourselfing. Sorry, yeah. I got the dog with me.
I've been doing some SEO optimizing.
How's that been going? Around the house.
Yeah. No, I've been doing DIY on my own, just myself.
Just like a bit of meditating.
DIY myself. So someone clued me in. Bunning, if you're listening to this and you work at Bunnings Power Pass, turn this off.
Power Pass?
Yeah, it's the tradie thing, the tradie card.
Oh, right.
So, because, you know, as you know, I've just moved into a new place doing some DIY.
Yeah. Yourself?
Myself. Yeah. I'm doing it myself.
D-I-M.
Yeah. I'm
D-I-M-ing.
Yeah. I'm D-D-I-Y-Y-ing.
Yeah.
But anyway, someone clued me in
You're doing do-it-yourself myself.
Yeah.
D-D-I-Y-M.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm D-D-I-Y-M.
Yeah.
D-D-I-Y-M. Ing.
Ing.
Myself.
Yes. Personally.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, you just need an ABN. I was like, well, I've got plenty of those. And it's not strictly, they're a little lenient, I guess, with the way they described it. You need to be a tradie and have an ABN.
Yeah, right.
That said, I went through the process and you have to, yes, I'm a tradie. I promise I'm a tradie. Yes, agreed. Sign the contract, you know, all that. And you have to select what kind of tradesperson you are. And they didn't have DDIYMers in there. But what they did have was logistics.
Oh, that's really good.
I was like, yeah, I'm in logistics. Fuck. I mean, who isn't?
Yeah.
In a way.
We're all sorting stuff out. I picture you, if I had to pin you down as a tradie, a kind of, I guess, like set designer, set builder.
Okay.
You know?
Some kind of interiors guy.
Yeah. That's the vibe.
Experiential.
Yeah. It's like the arty side of tradie.
Yeah. Well, not painter.
No.
No, that's, painting is an art.
No.
We established that. Once they invented the camera, painting was no longer
dead.
Yeah.
And then once they invented AI, the camera. Well, someone said yesterday, so did you see the, you know, Photoshop drop the new like AI integration in it? And they were like, oh, well, on location shoots are dead in the water now.
Well.
And I was like, no, they're simply not, because if we don't keep showing the AI new things about the world, it's going to keep giving us 2023 and earlier.
Yeah, self-referential.
And so imagine, I started thinking about what a world would be if like...
We just paused at 2023?
Well, it kept marching forward, but all reflections of the world were paused at 2023.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like all art and everything is just like stuck there. Well, this is what the tools go to.
Yeah. That's it for art.
Yeah.
But we get to keep on living.
Yeah.
And
I like it.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's a good thing.
What a kooky world that would be. It would be a good thing.
Anyway, so Bunnings give me the temporary pass. I get, you know, via email while they then manually check to approve. And so I applied on a...
What, they send someone to the job site?
Well, I guess they just go through... Maybe they just Google your ABN. I don't know what the process is.
Yeah.
Now, I fortunately put it through on a Friday. It was unintentionally very canny.
Yeah.
Because... And I was like, okay, right, I might have this power pass for about 3 days here. Now I'm going to get the weekend, and then by about midday Monday, this could be revoked. And I go in, whatever. I mean, I needed to drill like a hole, like a decent size hole, kind of five centimeters.
Inch?
Yeah.
Inch and two inches.
2 inches. 2 inch hole.
Yep.
Through 50 mil.
through the wall of the bathroom there. No, probably 3 inches, actually. 3.5 inches. I need to drill this circular hole in the side of the bathroom.
And
hang a curtain on the other side, about 3 feet back from it there, or, you know, about 900 mil back. We'll hang a nice kind of velvet curtain.
I was trying to run a 50 mil hole through, like, you know, it's a bit of... I was about to say plasterboard, but it's not. Like, whatever they make kitchen cabinets out of. What's that called?
MDF?
Yeah, whatever. And I was kind of like, I wasn't thinking that hard. In my head, because I'm an idiot, I was like, do I need like a jigsaw? Like, how do I do that? And like, I've got tools and stuff. Hold on.
sorry.
So I go into Bunnings and I just speak to the matey. And I was like, I need to drill this. Same story again.
Yeah,
50 mil, like a hole about 50 mil. Like, what tool do I need for that? And he goes, a drill? I was like, oh, yes.
Check.
One drill, please. Is my Bunnings power pass. Temporary.
As you can see, I am a certified tradie until Monday.
Obviously, it's a drill bit thing, but I didn't have a drill
bit. Big fat bit.
I tried to push it off as like, I know. I've got a drill, but like, what's the thing I need for the drill?
What I was asking was, do you have like a thing for the end of the drill that would be about 50 mil?
As I said it out loud, I immediately, my head was like, oh, it's those things that attach to the drill. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, I knew.
Fuck, this guy's going to give me up. to head office to the tradie cops at Bunnings.
And, you know, I'm just going around being like, how do you paint metal? On the power pass, thanks.
So if I was to join two pieces of wood together. Yeah, it's all on the power pass.
Can you give me any techniques with regards to nailing a nail?
What do I need for that? So I've seen nails in wood.
How do they get there? Do I buy the wood with the nails in them?
Do you have any pre-nailed wood here? It's all on the power pass.
I just need 1,500 mils, thanks, pre-nailed wood.
I'm looking for, so I need a piece of wood about 4 meters wide, but with a door in it, and then two big windows with awnings, and then at a right angle down the side, it'll be about 12 meters of wood there, two more windows. We're going to go inside that right angle, and we need a bedroom. Can you give me a house on the pass?
Anyway, Monday rolls around and I get my congratulations email.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Nice. Certified PowerPass user.
Logistics, bitch.
Bunnings. I am in logistics. It is true.
Yeah. Well, like you said, we all are, buddy.
Yeah.
Bunnings hacks.
I actually do like Bunnings. I like Bunnings a lot.
Oh, I think it would be hard to find someone who doesn't unless they have like a really pointed reason as to why.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some tradies who don't like Bunnings because people kind of just DIY a lot of their jobs away whatever. Like, you know, a plumber who was like, oh, did you get this at Bunnings? I'm like, yep.
Yeah. Well, it's like adapt or perish, man. Like if your job can be done by someone who didn't get hazed through their apprenticeship, then like what value is your apprenticeship?
The other thing that the plumber said is like, just go on YouTube. just go on YouTube, huh? I mean, I was like, haha, yeah, I would never do that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go to the fucking Modern Library of Alexandria for information on how to build something or how to sand something back or how to fix my golf swing.
Yeah, well, my new YouTube, I'll quickly show you what, have a look at this historic ChatGPT chat is. Have a go at this. Because like on ChatGPT now you can have it plugs into the internet.
Mm.
Oh, I'll just read it aloud.
Yeah, please.
I have a large Colobond shed on top of a great concrete block laid. Well, I didn't even type it in real English. I would like to fill the holes in the sides of the sheds where the walls meet the concrete and ideally put up some insulation and walls. I have very little construction experience. What do I need to do to complete this project on a tight budget? And it, you know, goes through everything. Then I'm like, okay, truth be told, I'd like to build a golf simulator in there.
All right, I'm going to front up.
And I'm like, what do I need and what does it cost? And like, it's just like, look at this.
Jesus.
It gives me everything, goes through all of the costs. Like, it's amazing. Drywall, pros and cons. Do I want drywall, plywood, or OSB, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, for a golf simulator in Sydney climate, et cetera, here's what I recommend. Here's how much it's going to cost. Mate, it is not bad.
It's I've been using a little bit of ChatGPT recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I can't give too much up. I'll show you after. But it's sick, man.
It's sick,
and
eh?
Like, people getting rattled by it, I think, is so funny. Mm. It's like, I think it was Plato, known pedophile Plato.
Mm. They all were back then. That doesn't make it okay.
Yeah.
They should have known better.
Yeah.
Like, if you're so smart, why were you a pedophile?
Yeah. Why couldn't you fuck someone your own age? That's what geniuses do.
Exactly.
Like us.
Like to the second.
To the second. You have to find them. And it's not like, oh, they were also born on the 2nd of January at 9:37 in the morning, but in Greece. It's like, no, you have to do the time differences. It has to be like universal to the second.
It's not, you know, half your age plus seven. It's half your age times two.
To the exact second. Half your age in seconds times two. Man, some lucky lady out there born on October 14.
A nice Libra.
Yeah. No, but that'd really like tighten the pool up, wouldn't it?
Maybe we should do it. Maybe this is the solution. You know how
starting every current marriage is grandfathered.
Yeah, it's grandfather clause.
But
if you divorce,
yeah, then you've got the hunt begins.
And there should be a registry, I think.
For sure, a global registry, a list of
dating app idea.
To the second.
Yeah, there's none of this swiping or anything. Just put in to the second.
Yeah.
When you were born, and then you have to go on dates.
Yeah.
Legally.
It's only for divorced people, and the app is called Second Chance. All right, folks, stop the pod. We've got. Yeah, that'd be sick. But no, yeah, and boom, pedo's gone.
Yeah, because I think also if you're like. I mean, how many people would... We could probably do the math. How many seconds are there in a year? I could ask ChatGPT or Google.
Yeah, ask ChatGPT.
Oh, well, this is the thing. I'll say to ChatGPT...
Do you have ChatGPT set up as your Siri?
Yeah, I've got that, yeah. But
hey, buddy.
The voice is too annoying. How many people in the world were approximately born at the exact second I was?
How many chicks?
We'll just have to halve it.
Well.
It reckons it's challenging, but it's going to make an approximation. There's about 4.17 babies born per second. So 4 to 5 people.
All right. Then do we do it to the minute?
Well, it's per minute is 250 babies per minute.
Yeah. That's good.
That's an easier way. That was the smart way to work it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was gonna do how many seconds in a year divided by the population.
People born. Yeah, yeah. Carry the two.
250. Yeah.
So Plato.
Probably one per country. Oh, you might be the only one in your country. That's a shame.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Too bad.
Good way to see the world.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's what they told those kids in World War I. Now, you have to go find your fuck buddy.
Yeah.
To the second. Second chances. Socrates. Mm-hmm. Plato. Mm. Known pedos.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Plato who railed against the written word. He said, no, you should store all the information in your head.
Was that Plato or Socrates?
It's one of them.
Well, I think Plato wrote all the Socrates shit down.
Oh, Socrates. Yeah. That pedo.
Yeah, okay.
I just have him in my head as like that category. It's like, all right, Socrates, Plato, R. Kelly, like they're the same guy to me. Hugely impactful pedos.
Yeah.
And then less impactful pedos on the other side of my brain. Socrates was like, the written word will destroy civilization. How wrong he was again.
Again.
Fucking kids.
Mm. The Socratic method.
Written word stuff. Man, boss is making me so nervous. So a little peek behind the curtain here. The dog's here and he's lying on top of the breakout box where the mics plug in.
Yeah, true. That is playing with fire. But the waveforms look all right.
Yeah, it's wigging me out. Anyway, and that was... What many being me and my understanding of history, very thin understanding, that was the first time someone railed against a technological advance and was proven wrong by history.
Right.
You know? But what if the written word and its consequences have been disastrous for the human race?
What if? Well, firstly, I'm going to reject the premise. I reckon that when someone first made fire, someone else is like, never do that again.
Stop, put it out.
Never, ever do that ever again.
They wouldn't have even had the words put it out. It's like, stop it.
No.
Yeah.
Not even no, just probably violent act.
Yeah, probably it was probably, you know, that video.
But I guess that's not railing against. That's just in the moment was, thing. Whereas if Socrates went on and on and on about it, then.
Yeah, yeah. You know that video on some BBC doco where they were trying to recreate the sound of a Neanderthal and this professor and her, like, 2IC, like, here's the shape of the voice box and they would have had a build like this. And so she makes this guy start counting one, two, and he goes, one, two, three. And she goes, okay, now a little more high-pitched. And he goes, one, two, three. And then she goes, now, you know, Neanderthals, big chest and they would a lot of force would have been used. So I'm going to get you to yell it and push against my hand as you do it. It's one, two, three, like this, right? I'll clip the audio in.
Let's just add a bit of nasal now.
One, two, three.
Now, the other thing that would be happening, which would actually increase that quality, is a very heavy skull that seems to pull down into the throat there. Now, add to that the fact that they had a fantastic chest, which is a support system of breath, which can produce enormous chest resonance and tremendous power. So I imagine that they wouldn't have subtle sounds. It would be loud, very loud, or very, very loud. And we can try and get that by... I'm now going to engage Elliot by push into me. This is actually getting him right into his body. Now speak.
One, two, three!
Now let's make a sound. Just let's make a huge R. And again.
And that's what I'm hearing when some Homo erectus or similar lit a fire.
And then the end.
One, two, three! No! What happened immediately? Jesus Christ, Tim! What have you done?
That's what I'm picturing. But you know, ChatGPT, OpenAI, and all, you know, all these things, it's just another tool that will, for the most part, control really well. But it's like people are scared of its power, like the written word,
mm-hmm.
like fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's like power is intimidating.
Yes.
You know, will ChatGPT burn a building down in the middle of Surrey Hills? Fingers crossed.
I mean, how do we know that it hasn't already?
Yeah.
We don't know who the culprit is.
Breaking.
AI lit the fire.
AI lit the fire and AI made it hop across to the apartment building next door for a little bit before it was contained by the New South Wales fire.
I didn't look at any of the details. Do we have any?
I think it was Alex McClintock said, the masculine urge to say every fire is an insurance job.
Yep.
And it was like...
Well, that's where your mind goes.
Well, I don't know if it's a masculine urge.
No, I wouldn't call it masculine either.
I think it's universal. Human. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, beyond human, universal. You know, Socrates was saying, not writing down, that a lot of the fires back in the day were insurance jobs, you know? This is a tale as old as time.
Yeah, the insurer is the oldest, world's oldest profession.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, women that would insure you have a good time. The two that I've heard so far is that Hems wanted to put a Toddy's in that building
mm-hmm.
and it was heritage listed, so they couldn't.
Mm.
And the other one I heard was that some hotelier wanted to buy it and put a hotel in there, but it was heritage listed.
Mm. I mean, we've been to that building. We went to a party on the top floor and it was not in the best condition.
Yeah. I mean, what heritage are they saving there? This is a big issue in Sydney.
In Melbourne, it's the case as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably the case everywhere, but I've never been anywhere but Sydney and then once to Melbourne. One time.
You went to Melbourne?
Yeah, once.
What was it like?
Oh, I was a kid. I went to the AFL Museum.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the laneways?
Don't really remember. Yeah. Don't really remember.
Do you have a baby
cheetah? We caught a tram.
Awesome.
Caught a tram.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, but no.
What was that like?
Slow. A bit slow, but don't really remember.
Well, it's funny, hey, it's like you've obviously got the light rail here, which is just so efficient and moves through parts of Sydney where you need to be. And then from my understanding, I've never been, but the tram is just kind of in the way, loud, slow and an eyesore.
And probably heritage listed.
Yeah, that's probably it, right? But then from what I read online, Melburnians really hang their hat on like, well, we have trams. And that's like the big draw card.
And hook turns.
And hook turns. That's
Which I don't understand what that even is.
Well, you kind of...
That's part of the kind of culture, right? The laneway culture.
Yeah. Laneway culture. It's like you turn into laneways. And because it's so narrow, it's like a hook motion.
Yeah, right.
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
And then obviously they invented coffee,
which
is awesome. I've had mine for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
My Melby juice, I call it. But then obviously the coffee spider invented in Sydney.
Yeah.
And then they gave it some fruity name. I talked about this.
Well, they like jumbled up the words. Is it some kind of word game?
Yeah. It's like a long wordle. I forget what it's called.
A fargato.
Yeah. Which I think, coming from the gay capital of the Southern Hemisphere, it's a bit on the nose. Coffee spider, that's a winner.
Yep, big winner.
Yeah.
You know what that is. It's the it's in the name.
Yeah, it's there. It's ice cream with a drink poured on it.
Yeah.
It's a fucking, that's what a spider is.
Yeah.
In America, they call them floats, right? Like a root beer float, where you put ice cream in ginger beer,
right?
Or, as they call it, root beer. You know what I call root beer? 12 VBs.
Got him. Yeah, but the heritage, everything's heritage.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It's, I think that it should be left to the public to decide which buildings we keep.
Yeah, at all times, outside the front of every building, there should be like a little red or green button.
Like toilets at an international airport.
And you
how happy are you with this building being heritage listed?
Yeah, and every building. And if it ever tips into the green, then sure, it's not getting knocked down.
It's locked. After 250 votes, if it's in the green, that's locked.
No, well, I think as long as it stays in the green, it's locked. But if it ever tips into red, then...
Oh, yeah.
It's live voting. And you get to recast a vote every year.
And you know what? This solves a problem that New South Wales thinks it has in the jewel of the crown, in that people aren't going to the city as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, if you've got live voting going on,
yeah,
with
you
bright...
can bus people in. I mean, that's what I would do. It's like, let's get rid of it. Come on, fellas.
Everyone
on the bus, everyone on the train, we're going in, we're all voting.
And then much like, there's a far rally going on, so we need to get the anti-far in. All of a sudden, they've got bloody two busloads of knock-it-down voters coming in.
And a wrecking ball waiting on site.
And so, all right, we've got to get the keep it guys in,
All of a sudden, you've brought a bit of vibrancy back to the city.
All of a sudden, the commerce...
flourishing.
It's flourishing. And it's got a bit of vivid about it. The buttons are bright and colourful, right?
Yeah, buildings collapsing. People will stand around and look at that.
Well, fucking proof's in the pudding after that fire. A lot of people just standing around and going like, it's like an oven. It's like, you don't have to be there.
Isn't this amazing? What a novel experience. Like, I kind of feel like I'm breathing in dirt.
Oh, this is horrible. No, I'm staying for a bit. This is horrible.
We just want to feel something.
Yeah. And it does remind me a little of, like, Sydney loves a big event. The Olympics. This fire, the Lint Siege.
Yep.
One of the great pub crawls of all time, the Lint Siege pub crawl.
Yeah, we were on a pub crawl.
We just went from pub to pub because it was like, well, you can't do anything else in this city today.
Yeah.
We'll just go around pubs in Surry Hills and Redfern and see if they've got the news on. Anything happened yet? Have
the cops gone in and shot a bunch of pregnant women yet?
Has Catherine Byrne, I think she was in charge that day, wasn't she?
Yeah, she received a text message yet.
Yeah. Has she told the guys, don't worry about it, just go home yet? Or Yeah, no, she did a great job. She also did a great job of...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Of coming for other more qualified people for the commissioner job, sullying their names, allegedly, and then those people going and being the head of police for the UN instead of being the New South Wales Police Commissioner, training up police forces in post-US Afghanistan.
Yeah, bit of inside, you know, New South Wales Police Force baseball for you all.
Yep.
some of us keep an eye on them. Someone's got to.
Someone who's going to police the police? The fucking meeting tree. Who's going to police the meeting tree?
The trucks.
The trucks. Without trucks, the meeting tree stops.